Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, August 18th, Tuesday's Tunes. I can't wait to share with you a song at the end that I've been enjoying a lot recently. But first, let's dig in the Gospel of John. Today we're in chapter 1, verses 6 through 13. Then we'll move over to a portion from Psalm 38. This section in the book of John is about John the Baptist and how he came as a witness to the light. It says he wasn't the light, but he came to testify about the light. Is there someone in your life that you could text today who has pointed you to Jesus like John the Baptist is pointing us towards the light? Maybe a teacher or a friend, a coworker, just someone that you could encourage saying, thank you for showing me the light of Christ. Starting in verse 10, we learn about how Jesus created the world and he came to his own people, but they did not recognize him. They didn't recognize the gift that he was. I read a news clip recently about an original 1776 copy of the Declaration of Independence that was discovered hidden behind a painting inside a $4 frame that was bought at a Pennsylvania flea market in 1989. The guy who bought the frame just liked it for its appearance, and when the backing failed, there was this rare document that fell out as he was trying to repair the back. Can you guess how much the copy of the Declaration of Independence was sold for at auction later? $2.42 million. Now, why do I mention this? Well, this man bought a frame. It was beautiful in its own right, but he didn't recognize the gift that was inside of the frame. And this is also what happens in humanity. Jesus comes to be one of us, and yet we do not recognize him veiled in that humanity. We think that God cannot become flesh, and yet this light is encapsulated in Jesus's flesh. I'm excited about this passage. Can you tell? Let's begin with verse 6. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify about the light so that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but he came to testify about the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was created through him, and yet the world did not recognize him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, he gave them the right to be children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of natural descent, or of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. Here we see the importance of being born of God, not because we are in some natural descent, that we are of the line of Israelites, but because we believe in Jesus, the one who came to give his life for us. Just as that man didn't recognize what a gift he had in the frame that he bought at the flea market, sometimes I think we don't recognize Christ's presence around us. And so I want to pray today, Lord, as we are going about our lives, help us not to miss you at work around us today. Let's turn over to the Psalms. Sometimes the Psalms are really hard to read. This is a hard Psalm today because it's the prayer of a suffering sinner. I'm going to begin in verse 9 and go through the end of the chapter. The psalmist wrestles with the emotions that he feels. All of his loved ones have abandoned him. He feels like God is not listening in some ways, but then he pulls himself back to hope, knowing that the Lord will not abandon him. He also wrestles with the fact that he's a sinner, and perhaps his sin is causing the frustration and the stumbling that he is encountering. Can you identify with the psalmist that all those emotions range in you as well? Sometimes you feel abandoned. Sometimes you wonder about those who have turned their backs on you. Do you sometimes feel like God isn't listening? Well, I want to encourage you, just like the psalmist, to bring yourself back to remember the greatest truth about our Lord Jesus, that his promises never fail and he will never leave you or forsake you. Starting in verse 9 of Psalm 38. Lord, my every desire is in front of you. My sighing is not hidden from you. My heart races, my strength leaves me, and even the light of my eyes has faded. My loved ones and friends stand back from my affliction, and my relatives stand at a distance. Those who intend to kill me set traps. Those who want to harm me threaten to destroy me. They plot treachery all day long. I am like a deaf person. I do not hear. I am like a speechless person who does not open his mouth. I am like a man who does not hear and has no arguments in his mouth. For I put my hope in you, Lord. You will answer me, my Lord, my God. For I said, do not let them rejoice over me, those who are arrogant towards me when I stumble. For I am about to fall, and my pain is constantly with me. So I confess my iniquity. I am anxious because of my sin. But my enemies are vigorous and powerful. Many hate me for no reason. Those who repay evil for good attack me for pursuing good. Lord, do not abandon me. My God, do not be far from me. Hurry to help me, my Lord, my salvation. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. Let me read over you these words again. I put my hope in you, Lord. You will answer me. Lord, do not abandon me. My God, be not far from me. Hurry to help me, my Lord. You are my salvation. As we end the podcast today, I want to play for you a snippet of the song Firm Foundation, also known as He Won't, by Cody Carnes. This song is just a good reminder to me that the Lord doesn't fail, that he has been faithful for all generations, and he'll be faithful to us as well. Will you pray with me? Oh Lord, we thank you for John the Baptist, who testified to the light. We also praise you for someone that we know who has pointed us to Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming veiled in flesh to be among us. We're sorry that humanity didn't recognize you. Help us today to recognize you at work around us. Remind us that we are your children. And as the psalmist prayed, Lord, hurry to help us. You are our salvation. We put our hope in you. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.
Standing on something sure, solid foundation. Christ is my firm foundation, the rock on which I stand, and everything around me is shaking. I've never been more. all black, and I put my faith in Jesus, yeah. 'Cause he's never let me down. He's faithful through generations. So why would he fail now? He won't. He's not gonna fail me. He's not gonna fail me.
Joy in chaos. Yeah. I've got peace that makes no sense. So I won't be going under. No, I'm not held by my own strength. 'Cause I built my life on Jesus. He's never let me down. He's faithful through generations. Oh, yes, he is. So why would he fail now?
He won't. Yeah.
No, 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 no.
He won't. Oh, he won't fail.
No, no.
He won't fail.
No, he won't.
He won't. I've never seen the righteous forsaken. He won't.